Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Money and your chance to win a championship. Welcome to college football and the biggest programs.
And unlimited private jet use. Also.
Well, listen, man.
We'll buy you a new house and your old houses that in your old state. We'll buy those two for about $500,000 over what you're asking.
I thought the Lincoln Riley, who to me is a really good coach. I like him a lot. And I see why NFL teams were interested in him, as well as pretty much could have gone to a lot of different colleges if he wanted. But the Brian Kelly going to LSU is a weird one. From Notre Dame to LSU. Notre Dame, LSU. Now, we just heard Brian Jones said, hey, man, it's about a chance to win a championship. And he's the right guy to go after Nick and Kirby and all the good luck.
But if they go out to 12 teams in the playoffs, wouldn't you want to stay at Notre Dame and think you have a better shot to win one there as an independent? Because now you're going into a 12-team playoff format, or we think it's going to end up happening and this and that. And if you don't win the SEC, you're going to have to get one of those, obviously, at-large bids there. There's going to be three or four other teams.
So
I think he's taken enough SEC ass-whoopings. No, seriously.
No,
like
maybe
Brian,
you're right.
That.
It's
like
possible.
Every time the guy gets to the playoffs, he gets housed by one of those teams.
Yeah.
So maybe
Alabama ended
the
game.
Side of it. I don't think he can compete with any of those other coaches.
I will say this, though, of all years to leave, this is the top recruiting class I can remember. If I would have told you that his recruiting class, which is less than 2 weeks away, the first signing, that Brian Kelly, in a lot of these rankings, these recruiting class rankings, football rankings, is fourth behind only Alabama, Georgia, and Texas A&M, and I'm not sure what the order is. It could be Georgia first and Alabama. They got, for good reason, right? Got great program. Oh, by the way, they're going to play each other this weekend.
Yes, they are.
But, man, he's leaving with one loss, just that loss to Cincinnati, and a lot of things going his way. I'm guessing Notre Dame fans, we got some big ones. We got former players down here and got some guys used to be in politics down here. How do you think they felt when they found out?
Not happy.
Brian Kelly just dumped you right before National Signing Day.
National Signing Day. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be happy if I was a Notre Dame fan at this point. Sure.
Well.
And then what's next? Like, who's next? Take this job that you know, like, what's the next Notre Dame head coach look like right now?
They have a really good guy on their staff that everybody's talking about.
Yeah, Brian brought him up.
He's taken –
defensive coordinator.
Taking recruiting to a different level. So to me, when I watch Notre Dame play, tell me if you guys agree. They've always been big and physical. They have lacked the amount of skill players and speed that everybody else has. And going back to Miami a couple years ago when they played them, Miami was just much, much faster and played a different level. And they've always been physical. They've always – but just lack of playmakers has been – a problem that I see with Notre Dame. So hey, he might go to LSU where there's going to be, and it is. It's always a top 10 recruiting. LSU's always been up there. He's got that transfer portal. He can get some guys, but this thing's gotten crazy. And by the way, we still, like you said, we got to fill the Notre Dame job. We got to fill the Oklahoma job. We're still waiting on the Miami job.
Well, I mean, and, someone's already employed. We just don't know how for how much longer.
No, we got to see what's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, I'm not
weird. No, that's
not
the
running
weird part
Manny
about
Diaz
that.
Out. I just right. We got to find out what's going to happen in one of the most dysfunctional situations in the country is Miami. It has nothing to do with Manny Diaz. It has to do with
up top.
What the F are they doing? What the F are you doing? Get a group. Maybe the president steps in. I know you don't want anybody that's giving money to be upset, and you don't want this group up. Make a decision on an athletic director. It just
– it doesn't make a lot of sense.
You got to make sure you get the right guy, though. This is like the biggest hire in the school's history for athletics. I mean, this is huge. It's a big hire.
You said it. You're like,
you can't just make.
How
it
often do we come sit on. And talk about athletic
right,
directors once
on.
This thing gets going? It's just stupid.
Well, they're
going to
determine
that
the fate of the football coach, the athletic
okay.
director,
with a little help.
So it's kind
they
of
ain't doing
deal.
It by themselves.
No. This is kind of an important hire
with a little help.
There's 30 people sitting around a table that are going to make that decision. Not
I don't
the
know
AD.
30, but they're going to be
whatever it is. How many voices around that table?
Yeah, I'm sure an AD is going to take the job and say, "Oh yeah, by the way, you don't get to pick the coach."
You'll have say in the matter, but we have to approve it.
Do you really think the athletic director is more important than the head coach?
No, but I think the athletic director is going to have a huge say in who the coach is.
Good luck. It looks like everybody's done it for him.
Right. I mean, I would think maybe in a normal situation, yes, but it doesn't look like it here. Virginia Tech just hired the defensive coordinator from Penn State as their new head coach, Brent Pry.
That's where you're going. Franklin ended up not having that great a year, and he kind of freaking –
DC just left. He ran. Virginia Tech's new head coach. There you go. Brett McMurphy.
Also a good job, by the way.
Tech?
Virginia Tech. Not a bad job.
It's all right. Beamer's built that up.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Not as good as it used to be.
Not okay. That's a pretty good job.
It's okay.
Yeah. It's not as good as it used to be. Used to be a –
Michael Vick ain't
job.
Coming back through that door, brother.
Or his brother.
Or his brother.
I bet that's where you're going there at the end. Yeah.
That's a good job.
Sorry, it's good.
A good job.
Division, you know?
Look, the shocker of this whole thing, and it's not taking shots at anybody, since we've been in the ACC and they put us on this coastal side, I remember when they signed and they were going, all right, you're going to be on the coastal side and we're going to put FSU on the other side. And I went, look at the teams that they're going to be playing against. Oh, my God, they're going to dominate the Coastal Division. They're going to dominate it.
What happened?
Florida State was saying the same thing on
their
side.
That's right. Didn't we think we'd see Miami, Florida State in the middle of the season, then probably at the end also? By the way, Brian Kelly's deal has just been announced. Do you want to take a guess?
Go ahead.
10 years.
10 years, 100.
Of course it was 10.
$95 million.
That's a going rate.
Plus incentives at LSU. Be
of formal, course you got to have incentives.
Formally introduced.
95 is not enough.
Wednesday press conference formally introduced. Brett McMurphy just reported 10 years, $95 million plus incentives.
Honey, it'll take us right into retirement at age 70.
You know who's sitting back and smiling, by the way, with all these new deals? A certain coach in Alabama.
He's fine because they're still not in his.
No, I know. But anytime someone
I
gets
believe,
close, he just
I
goes
believe
like,
he's over
12. He just raises his hand and he gets a raise.
I believe. He's fine right where he is. And by the way, it is still not on automatic pilot because there's been a little drop off. But they've still been finding a way to win all these close ball games.
Wouldn't you like to have a little drop off and still be in the top four?
Yes.
I mean, you say a little drop off, yet we'll know tonight if they're still sitting there in the top four and the playoffs.
But I'm going to be really honest. I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way. I'm only rooting really hard in one game that's coming up, all these conference championships. Only rooting hard for one team. In all these games, I'll bet you can't guess who I'm rooting really hard for to win this game.
Utah.
No. Smart ass. Go, Georgia. Go get them, Georgia. Kirby Smart, I'm your biggest fan. I mean.
Alabama wins this and just throws a wrench into everyone's plans.
There's always that
chance. There's going to be a team screwed.
No, there's always that chance.
Because they're not dropping Georgia out of the top four. Alabama moves in and solidifies
if
their
Nick
spot.
If Nick Saban beats this Georgia team with those guys on that defense, yep, including some of the best players in college football, if he wins this game, it'd be one of his great, and a guy that's one of the greatest college coaches of all time. This will be right there at the top that he was able, after the way Georgia's dominated
right.
people
yeah.
and given up like 2 points a game.
Woo.
If they beat that Georgia team in Georgia's backyard, Alabama and Nick Saban, give him another monument and give the old lady one right next to him. Let her show it jumping up and down with like and put some cookies out on there on the side or something.
It'll be a collision course for a rematch in a championship game probably too.
Yeah,
Cincinnati and Michigan.
We don't need to see him again.
You might. If Alabama wins this one.
Don't do that. Wow. You're right, though. Alabama somehow wins it. They're both getting in.
Of course.
Shaking my head. No, you're probably right.
Get ready for Georgia-Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati's just getting
Georgia-Cincinnati and Alabama-Michigan. What if that was it right now?
There's no way.
I think Michigan is – I mean, they have a chance maybe.
What?
No, I guess they don't.
Come on.
Against Georgia's defense?
No, I say against Alabama, but yeah, I guess not.
I don't even know.
I mean,
I don't
know. Maybe you could make it a low-scoring game.
Michigan's got a good team. I'd feel a lot better if it was 20 degrees and snowing.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing, like Michigan playing.
Yeah, you know
well
where it's going to be? Down the street.
Yeah, it's not going to snow here.
No, it's going to be. It'd probably be Alabama, Michigan down the street in Stephen Ross's stadium.
That's a sexy game, though, to have down here.
Oh, I got to tell you. I didn't even think of that. Stephen Ross
How happy would he be?
Stephen Ross has already called the Orange Bowl committee and says, hey, when these guys do this.
Fight for Michigan.
You make sure that semi game is right here in my stadium. I own two teams, the Miami Dolphins and Michigan.
Right. And I want Michigan playing in the Miami Dolphins stadium.
You know what they'll do? But, have Coach Flores go, hey, Coach, we're going to move you out. Slide over. Michigan's going
to
practice there.
No, they're moving back to Davie for a week or two.
Oh, man.
Still have the facilities up and running?
He'll be a jacked up little kid, man. He'll turn back the clock. He finds out his Michigan team.
Can we
team.
Talk about the other elephant in the room? They play Alabama or Georgia? What if they get spanked in front of Stephen Ross in his own stadium?
I think we got to take something first.
Though. I got news
gotta
for
look,
you.
They
got
to play Iowa.
I think Michigan and Alabama.
I like to lose that game.
Michigan Alabama is a good game.
Okay.
Michigan Alabama is a good game.
All right.
I just don't know about Georgia because they just. I can't even tell. They just hammer everybody.
They just beat
starting defensively.
Right. They beat you defensively.
Dalvin Cook's little brother's not bad at running back either out of Central High School. In case you didn't know that. All right.
You know what the line is on that game, by the way?
Which one? Michigan,
I'm
going to
say
Alabama-Georgia
I'm going to say Georgia by six.
6.5.
Yeah, sounds
Are you
about
studying
right.
lines?
No, I just – you got to have a
it's
feel for
app.
It. You got to think like a Vegas guy.
You're on the app.
It's on the app.
The line for Michigan and Iowa, by the way, is Michigan 10.5.
Oh, yeah, I think Michigan.
It'd be very horrible to lose that game, though.
No, stop it. It was that last game, not this one. They're over the hump.
The letdown game after the big
they're,
game?
They're
you
fine.
Don't think it's a chance.
Hey, you know what I want to do, you guys? I want to go to break here and we come back. We've been all over the place. I know we got a lot of text messages coming in. We'll jump in here. And
somebody just tweeted at us that Stephen Ross of Michigan comes down here, going to have a snow machine outside and be putting snow on the field.
The only thing
Make
is,
it like a Michigan home game.
He
well
spent
done.
So much money on his own grass company for this. Like,
he'll ruin that grass.
This grass, is like, there's only one kind in the world. We have it. I just made that
Why
up.
Are
it
there
sounded
snow,
good, but we got real fancy grass.
Where did you get that from? Right. By the way, Cincinnati's got to play a tough Houston team. They could lose.
What's the
oh,
spread
that
on that?
That would be a letdown.
10.5.
Oh, would that be a letdown?
All right, listen, we got to go to break.
Though.
We got to go to break. I'll give you guys come back and yap, and we'll jump into some text messages here, find out what we got a lot of fun things coming up. My God, this is going to be a great week. Figure out where everybody's going by the end of the week, and maybe Miami by the end of this week or somewhere before National Signing Day will have an athletic director in place.
TikTok. Is that your new timeline?
TikTok. Timeline, we should have had an answer
day.
Today if that was the case.
But even, I think ASP Superhome proof is in the roof. I think they're upset right now. Hey, the ASP Superhome proof is in the roof sale is going on right now on shingle and tile roofs. ASP Superhome has a perfect 5-star rating. Speaking of some 5 stars, they got it in ratings. A-plus BBB rating and over 7 Angie's List Super Service Awards. What I'm telling you is they come highly recommended. You know what happens, man. Unattended roof repairs such as roof leaks, broken shingles, and roof tiles. We've all done it. You know what? We get a couple days of hard rainstorms, and you know what those end up being? That ends up being damage to your home. Down the walls, on the floors. Yep, I think we've all been there going, let's just wait a little while longer. Don't wait any longer. Get going. Because when you have the ASP Proof is in the roof sale, those problems are solved. You get 25% off on all new shingle and tile roofs with installation. No money down, no credit, no payments till 2024. A new ASP shingle and tile roof lasts up to 30 years and resists high-speed winds, reduce cooling costs, and passes the strictest of South Florida codes. Installed by certified roofing contractors with decades of experience. Hurry, man. The ASP Proof is in the roof sale is for a limited time only. Call now, and you're going to save 25%. Let the ASP Superhome family protect yours. Just go to 305-340-2081. That's 305-340-2081. Mention my name, Joe Rose, for free in-home roof evaluation.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come on, ASP Superhome's waiting on you. I talked to Dave from Merrill Lynch yesterday, my man Dave.
How's he doing?
He's doing great, and he said, hey, I've been listening. It's not very good what you guys are doing on this little thing, so we're going to pick it up a little. How's everything going?
Wait, he says we're not doing a good job?
He said he expects a little more from you, a little better. What do you got for us today?
COVID number 9 or whatever that's out right now is screwing things up. It's time for a look at the opening bell on Wall Street, sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. And as we get set for the opening bell this morning, as I told you, the newest of the COVIDs is not helping.
We coming back a little bit? Give us something, man.
They bounced back a little yesterday, but now there's news that, like, I don't know what's true and what's not, but they say the vaccine is not, like, perfectly effective against it, I guess, or something along those lines.
Keep fighting, man. Keep fighting.
I'm getting that shot this week.
I'm finally going to get the booster. Yeah, get the booster this week.
You get one?
Yep. Doing it on a Friday because reaction on number two is a little rough.
You are the head rat when it comes to this stuff.
So. Yeah, I'm the lead rat here in South Florida. The old lead rat dog for some of you. Yeah. Give me anything that's going to give me a chance to buy a little time.
You lab rodent, you.
Your sheep will be watching. That's the
Man. Will you guys follow me? All right. What do you got coming in? 305-567-0560.
What day of the week are you going for this thing?
Friday.
All right. Because you need a day like to bounce back, right?
That's why
right.
I do it. That's so Saturday, right. While I'm watching college football, at least I got a little fever. I can shut her down or something. Right. You got to think all these things. I'm a Friday guy.
Nothing can mess up a Friday, right?
No.
Is that the sheep or the rat voice?
Sound like a donkey right there.
Yeah, why are you a sheep now?
I thought we were the sheep following you.
Well, for everybody that's following what everything they say and listening and not listen, if I got a shot at buying some time and not getting sick, I'm going to give
we're
it a shot.
We're here for you.
Just me.
Yeah.
You don't have. You do whatever you want.
No,
I'm
we're here
not
for you.
Sitting here lecturing people. No. What do we got coming in there, Woody?
We know what's taking you down at the end of the day eventually.
A hot chicken wing.
It's going to be a chili dog.
Oh, heartburn's a different animal. Yeah. That's not, yeah.
We don't joke about that, but.
No. No, I mean, we just did.
When you get heartburn.
Much better way to go out.
When you get heartburn so bad, and there's people listening right now that have had heartburn so badly that they thought it was the big one. I knew you were laughing. I'm going to tell you, game dogs. I go anywhere and get a game dog. And by the way, I'm not talking about slapping chili all over it.
Just a normal hot dog?
Just a normal hot dog.
Aye, aye.
And I'm paying. Oh, game dog. This could be the big one.
Game dog. I like how you call it.
Can I ask you a question? You ever get like you're on the road, you're really hungry, you ever go for like a gas station dog?
I will not eat anybody's gas station dog.
There are some really good gas station dogs out there, though.
That's the most ridiculous.
Most of them eat gas station food.
Most of them are like really old.
Dogs.
I love gas station dogs.
That stuff from there. No,
you really like gas station
end,
dogs.
A lot of high-end places, like 7-Eleven makes an excellent dog.
What? Get out of here, 7-Eleven's dogs.
They're excellent.
I know. Mm.
They're gigantic.
I go to 7-Eleven and get a Slurpee, a Cherry Coke Slurpee.
I've had a sub from Wawa. Like I've had.
I haven't even been there for their subs.
Wawa's good.
I've had subs from Wawa. They have good subs there. I haven't had a station dog.
But Wawa barely like crosses into that gas station. They're like more like a.
Can I tell you
market.
Anywhere
right,
that I'm filling up my tank, I am not getting a dog.
No, me either. Can't do it.
Don't. And by the way, while I'm going, hey, by the way, Joe, go inside right now. And they're playing that music. 2-for-1 on hot dogs. I know you're hungry.
Hollywood's running in there for the 2-for-1.
No way.
I like a good dog from a. Well, I'm running around and I'm
you
hungry.
You eat all those 99-cent hot dogs loaded with whatever you want. Eat as many as you want there.
I go for the big bite dog. It's 2-for-3. By the way, they happen to have a machine that spits out cheese and chili in the same machine. It's just different.
There is no way that there's a machine spitting out something I'm putting on my damn dog.
Why?
It's ridiculous, Woody. What's wrong with you, man?
Where do you think stuff usually comes from?
Are you just being stupid now?
Well,
no, I would absolutely like a good 7-Eleven dog.
I like 7-Eleven.
They actually make really good hot dogs.
I'm not saying I haven't been to 7-Eleven.
No, I mean,
yeah, it's like, when was the last time you ate one before you judge it?
It would just be probably from the
when I was broke. Yeah. Anyway, what do you got coming in?
Someone's saying what those hot dogs are made of.
Yeah, you should read that.
It's not pig ass, all right? Relax.
Everybody needs a little pig ass from time to time. Don't like start cutting down a little pig ass. If that's what they are, I've had them.
If the normal
I will not allow anybody to say anything about that Boar's Head hot dog.
No, nah, it's a different story.
That Boar's Head hot dog.
But that's different.
It's different
story. The Boar's Head hot dog feels like having a good salad. I mean, just a real healthy salad. That's how that Boar's Head hot dog. And while you're at it, throw a little Boar's Head spicy mustard
that's
on
good
there.
Stuff.
What happened to all my Boar's Head friends out there? Used to come in here and load
Where's
us
Richie
down.
At?
I think Richie got kicked out of the Boar's Head family.
Right, well, I mean, that's
anyway, what
does Ruth Chris have a hot dog?
No.
That's what this guy's saying.
Come on.
I'm not going to Ruth Chris to have a hot dog and tell you there. No. There's one thing I'm getting there. It ain't fish.
No.
And it ain't a hot dog.
It's coming on a plate. It's steaming hot.
Big medium,
steak.
Please.
Right.
What else you got to
How do you cook your hot dogs at home? Do you boil them?
No, they're on the barbecue every time.
Even with the casing?
Yeah, they
that's
pop really open
pop.
And they
that's
split.
You know, yeah.
You're not supposed to have them pop, though. That's the whole point.
Oh,
Woody. You're supposed to bite into them and have them
Woody,
snap.
Woody.
They're called gut busters at 7-Eleven, by the way. I think
I'm sure.
I think the text
that's
is
a good name for them.
Right. Couldn't be the perfect name.
You have anything else, Jerky? I was wondering if you, you said you were going to not have the pauses. What do you got?
Another happy Hanukkah, by the way. Tonight is night
two.
Three. Joe.
Third candle tonight.
I got to tell you, man, if you're Jewish, you got to, man, you can get a gift every day and then do Christmas.
That's what's happening in my house.
Just think about the amount.
Wait
and they
second.
Don't just do
Wait
one gift.
It, what? Jewish people don't celebrate Christmas.
Well, my house is half Jewish and not
that Zach
Jewish.
Does, and you knew that when you said right. that. Zach's made it clear.
I assume your wife is not Jewish.
She isn't Jewish.
Okay.
So
she can celebrate Christmas. That's fine. My wife isn't Jewish, and she celebrates Christmas. That's fine.
You don't celebrate Christmas?
Do I personally celebrate Christmas?
Like you
no,
you
I
don't. Get a, you don't get a present or give a present to your
no.
kid on Christmas?
I actually stay in my room and protest it.
Well, I mean, that's every day. I'm talking about
kidding,
Christmas
but,
Day.
No, I mean, I sit there. I don't know.
You don't get the little guy something on Christmas?
Santa does.
Well, that's what I'm... All right. Okay. All right. Sorry.
Big talker, man.
I don't want to ruin it here.
A big talker.
All right, what else you got, Woody? Before let me know when...
Sorry, I want to ruin Zach's Jewish Christmas. Woody is what? Right. 7-Eleven has great hot dogs and pizza.
I'm not going for pizza there either.
I don't think I've ever had their pizza. You know what they have that's really good, though, at 7-Eleven? Their chicken fingers.
Yeah, I'm good.
Delicious.
I'll get a Chick-fil-A.
There's three. That's strike three.
Chick-fil-A. Right.
I think it was Zach that actually mentioned this. The Costco hot dogs.
Oh, Costco hot dogs.
I've never
solid.
Been to a Costco.
What's the name of them, just so I know, in case I do
Kirkland
run into
Kirkland hot dogs.
Kirkland?
Like,
They're
that's
good.
Their brand.
Yeah. In case you end up at a Costco, is that what you said?
I'm in a Costco. So I get called out on there, but I can't get anything by this guy.
You know where the Costco is. I don't know if you've ever been there, but yes.
I do know where it is, right there off of University.
That's,
yeah.
That's right, $5.95.
$5.95 right. There.
$1.50 for a hot dog and a soda. Still one of the best lunch
That's
deals
pretty
you
good.
Ever get, right?
It's pretty good. I'm just safe because I've had no heart. For anybody out there that's had heartburn problems and you still like hot dogs, Boar's Head is guaranteed to work. And I don't mean one. You can throw down three.
Someone says Prime 112 has a killer hot dog.
I ain't going to Prime 112 for
I don't know if that's
a,
true either. I
are people making shit up today?
Yeah, I don't think that that's true.
Come on. Who's going to Prime 112 to eat
Who's
a hot
going,
dog, though?
So we're naming the best steakhouses going.
Right.
I mean,
but I don't think
I
they
just got
a
Ruth's Chris
there.
One also? Come on.
Have you ever had the steak sandwich at Prime 112, the lunch one?
No.
Oh,
I've only
man,
been there
good?
Twice.
It's really good.
I've only been to Prime 112 twice. Just so you know.
Well, you don't venture into date all that often. You've been to the finest steakhouses in Broward many times.
Yes, I have.
Prime 112 has a Kobe beef hot dog. They do. I'm looking at the menu.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd order it.
I don't know if we turned this into a hot dog contest, but someone votes for Arbetter. Arbetters?
I never heard of it.
That's on Bird Road by Bird Bowl.
That's why I haven't been
Fantastic
down.
Fantastic hot dogs. Pot. My personal favorite. Mm. Actually,
well, how many do you have? Everywhere you go, apparently,
right,
is your favorite.
Your favorite.
I mean, there's not a hot dog I don't like. It's not one I'll turn away. Mm. Like,
you're such an idiot, gosh. Hollywood.
What? There's just not. I
you're
don't
such
know.
An idiot today.
Go. There's a 7-Eleven like down the street from here.
I'm not going
go
to 7-Eleven to get a
no, gut.
Don't
buster.
Try to talk. I'm not doing it.
No. I would try the gut buster. Mm. 7-Eleven and Racetrack have good hot dogs. It says one pack of footlong Kirkland hot dogs are $9.99.
It is a big pack of
guy
hot
says
dogs.
Kirkland footlong hot dogs are to die for.
They're okay. good. They're really good.
When somebody says to die for.
No, they're good. I don't know about to die for. I don't want to.
Well, literally for Joe.
Well, I know. Just don't put like anything spicy on it. It's
it was
enough.
Such bad. I told a guy, I'm embarrassed to tell you this, so I'm driving home from a game, and I had two hot dogs. And I go,
you're smiling while you're saying this.
No, because I had him take me to the emergency room and they told me it was heartburn. I was embarrassed. Can you imagine? I thought it was the big one, I swear to God.
The big one. What are you in here for? I had two hot dogs on the way.
I said, too hot. And the guy goes, oh, he says, sir, you see, everything seems normal. You're not just, oh, no, this is bad.
That's a bad heartburn.
Since I tell you what, you guys don't know, when you guys get older, heartburn sucks. So one thing, I can take the injuries and slowing down and things. And
heartburn?
Heartburn's the worst. I know you're laughing. Everything's funny to you. You got to go to break here or anything?
No, no. We actually have like two more minutes, so I'm just going to continue down this road since we don't have any news coming out of UM.
Right. Oh, I mean,
and we got a lot of hot dog news. Chicago dogs at Hot Dog Heaven on Sunrise Boulevard.
Oh, you know who brought up Hot Dog Heaven? You know who brings that up all the time? Bo Camper.
Let me tell you something. There's a guy that's older than I am and has the steel stomach.
Bo brings up Hot Dog
so
Heaven.
Bo,
right.
Bo can eat anything, anytime. He loves chili dogs. And I go, bro, how can you still eat chili
lot, yeah.
dogs? We're not young anymore. He eats them and nothing affects him. He's never had heartburn.
That's crazy. He's lucky.
So apparently I read the text. This guy says he didn't say that Ruth's Chris made a hot dog. Did you read the whole text? I was just saying that if they did have one, it wouldn't be any better than the one that you get at 7-Eleven because Joe is so down on getting a hot dog at a gas station.
I'm not getting a gas station.
He's saying it would be the same, like, mixed meat or whatever wrapped up.
I'm just telling you, like you know, you get your mind.
Pork anus, was that what it was before?
But, no. I think people understand though that like there's a mindset, and maybe it's just me, but I'm not going there. And all the different places you can get hot dogs, and they've been named, and I'm not going to any place that's got where I get my gas. I'm not going to run in there when I'm really hungry and grab a hot dog.
What's the difference? I've eaten at many gas stations in my day. I've never gotten sick once.
Let me tell you, how long? First of all, they leave those hot dogs on there all day. So if you happen to go in.
That's a bad rap that gas stations get. Those things are fresh as can be.
Hey, go have a dry hot dog.
Stop it. You don't know that.
Those things are fresh as can
be. How do you know? Do you work in one of those places, Jerky?
No, but they taste fresh.
When you're in Boca growing up, you work there?
Taste fresh. That's what he said. You don't know for sure if those.
Zach, when he was up in Boca, that was one of the jobs he had working at those markets.
They did not have any. No,
everybody knows kids in Boca don't work
at
those stations.
By the way, they have hot dogs at Checkers. You ever had one of those? Not bad.
I've never had a hot dog.
Sonic has hot dogs too.
No, I've never had one there either.
You gotta get out, man.
I'm just nodding my head no to you. Just shaking my head.
I had a Nathan's hot dog. I like Nathan's hot
dog. Nathan's is good.
Yeah.
Very well known. That's it.
Wow. All right. Well, listen,
if I brought you a gut buster, would you eat one?
No. Why would I tell you I'm sitting here dying off these friggin' bad hot dogs or ones that don't agree with my stomach? What do you want me to get heartburn and die?
Hollywood, I don't want to be in the same room.
What's wrong with you, man?
I'm not going to put chili or anything on it.
It doesn't matter. Especially those gas station dogs. I got Adam Gase dogs. All right, listen, we are.
I'll make you a hot dog.
We're
going to
have. You think Adam likes dogs?
He'll barbecue for you.
I think he's a man of the people. He would eat a 7-Eleven dog.
Right now,
I don't think he would.
Right now, he's trying to figure out how to hit it down the middle with that driver is what I'm hearing. He's having a little trouble with that thing, even though he practices 17 hours a day. All right.
Dude,
I actually miss the guy.
I miss Adam.
Kyle Krabs is going to join us coming up. We're going to talk to him about the Dolphins and some great stories, why they've won four in a row, going for five, and trying to get one step closer back to even with the Giants coming to town. That's coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.